environment has always been the big thing for me in ever since high school. It was one class, and actually, again, not that you have to mention this, but it was Bellamy Peelthorpe who she got me into to go to this class. She was really into this class that she took called The Human Prospect, and so I took that and learned things. I learned about global warming in 1987. Learned about Think Global, Act Local, recycling, and all sorts of conservation and finite resources and everything. It was a really amazing. It was a really radical thing. And actually, after that class, I was living at my friend's house for a summer, and I would leave the room, and she would turn off the light. You know, I would leave the room to get something out of the kitchen, and I would come back, and she would have turned off the light. And I thought, God, she's as bad as I am. I thought we'd been in the class together. So, one college course changed everything, or watered the seed that had been planted by my parents, because my dad was a big organic gardener, recycling dude. But the metaphor, again, it's like a community garden. I mean, what interdependence and everything means in the vast sense really comes home every time I put a the hotel newspaper in a recycling bin instead of the hotel trash. I think about interdependence every time. And frankly, another reason I haven't really gotten that crazy about politics is that we all are going to have to make radical shifts in how we make things and how we consume things in the future. And people are so inventive, I don't even think it's going to be that painful, but it does have to happen in a very radical way. I mean, everything from, vegetable-based plastics to renewable energy.
Right.
So I just think, frankly, it's a really verdant, abundant world, the environmental world. To me, it's a world of great imagination and hope and initiative. So it's a better place for me to stay than in some of the military issues in which I feel I have less power. But if we don't address the military, I mean, the military is one of the biggest environmental problems, environmental impacts out there. So really, it's all related.
So they're all kind of intertwined.
Yeah. Well, if you support renewable energy, you're maybe preventing a war. If you prevent a war, you're helping to